Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is always my goal to help you and your family move more. So every Thursday, I am dropping a movement snack into your ears to help you and your family move more. Today, we have another movement snack for you. And this week, we were focusing on money. So I've got the money movement for you. This is one exercise that if you do this, you can work on so many things at one time. So that's our money movement today. And it's going to be getting into a low squat. And this squat is not just like a seated squat, not like a 90 degree squat, but we're going booty to heels with this one. We are trying to get as low as possible where our booty is touching our heels. And why we are doing this is it actually hits on quite a few mobility patterns. So we're looking at ankle mobility. When you're in this position, what's happening to your heels? Can you not get into this position without your heels rising up? You might need to focus on that, pay attention to that, start working into the mobility of your ankles. The other thing you might notice is maybe it's a lot of tension in your hips. When you're in this position, you may find yourself in a very rounded position and may fall backwards. Some people will fall backwards. They can't get into this position without falling backwards. Then I would work on your hip mobility. That's getting on the floor a lot more, moving on the floor through different positions, things like that. So while we're in this position, we can, and I'm going to have a video in my FormFit Mom community. Plus, I will put a video on YouTube linking to this, and I'm actually working on a catalog of all of our movement snacks going on to YouTube for you. So you can always click in our show notes, and that will link you to the video so you have an idea, or you can join us in our FormFit Mom community. So what we are doing with this low squat is you can work into your ankles. Feel what tension tightness is occurring in your ankles. The other thing you can do that I mentioned is your hips. You can see, do you have a nice range of motion in your hips? You can bring your knees apart in this squatted position if you're able to get down there, and you can work on tucking your tailbone under and then lifting your tailbone back behind you, trying to create this movement, forward and back movement, of your hips, which is going to help with hip mobility. The next thing that you can do is going into breathing. So when you're in this position, the more you're able to bring your knees in towards one another and round, kind of like creating a ball without sitting on the floor. If you're able to do this, this might be difficult. And then start to breathe into your back. You're wanting to create some back expansion so the back of the rib cage can start working. If you've listened to me for a while, you're going to hear a lot of these things are things I've spoken about in the past. The reason is these movement patterns are so very important as we get older. We need to think about fitness, not from a standpoint of what I look like in the mirror. You've heard me say this before, but longevity. How can we make sure that we continue to be able to move through life for years to come? And the importance of that. And I could go through the list of reasons why you need to make sure you're able to move and be mobile in various positions, but I'm not going to do that today. If you need that information, let me know. I'll make sure to get that out to you. But we need to make sure that we are back breathing into the back with that position. So in this one position, you are working on ankle mobility, you're working on hip mobility, and you are working on rib mobility. The more rib mobility you have, the more your diaphragm is able to expand properly. The more your diaphragm is able to expand properly, the more you are going to get a proper reaction with your pelvic floor. So for those of you dealing with leaking when you jump, this may impact that. For those who deal with hemorrhoids, you may be dealing with too much pressure down on your pelvic floor. There are many things that may be occurring due to your diaphragm not being able to move properly within the rib cage. So rib mobility is very important for this. That's why we want to work on back breathing. So three things that you're getting out of this one movement, and that's why I'm calling it the money movement. You're also able to get down. This is bringing you closer to the floor and one of those key movement patterns. If you think about as you get older, they assess, can you get down to the floor and get back up? Well, if you're able to get your body in this position, then you probably can get down to the floor without touching your hands or knees on the floor and then get back up. So it's also not only mobility, but shows you for longevity. If you are struggling with these things, join our community. Reach out to me. I can give you exercises. This next week, we will be having a mobility. I don't like to call it a challenge because it's not a challenge. I just don't know what else to call it. It's 5 days of mobility work. I'm going to provide you with different exercises you can do each day, going up the line from ankles, hips, shoulders, ribs, all of that, so that you can work on your mobility. If you join after the fact, if you're not there, do not worry. You can still join the FormFit community because that information will be in our guides tab, and you'll have 5 days of movement that you can work on. So that is your money movement today. Hopefully this information has been helpful. Always feel free to reach out to me if you ever have any questions. And join us over in our community. That's where we go a little bit deeper with this information. You're able to join some of our lives where I give Q&A. I do some foam rolling ideas. There's so many things that we do in that community. So join us over there so that I can get to know you better. You can ask me any questions you may have. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. There is a lot going on in this world right now, and I never want to make what's going on in this world any less, but I also want to be able to provide an opportunity for some normalcy in our lives right now, and just pray that everything works out the way it is supposed to. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and I will see you next Monday. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you could do me a favor, if you like what you hear, could you leave us a review or take a screenshot and share your favorite takeaway on social media? And make sure to tag us over at raising_healthyhumans. Now go out and enjoy more movement throughout your day.